Richard Butler presents lifestyle, real estate, and investment opportunities in the booming South Pacific. Opportunities south of the equator. Learn about the unique and voted happiest country in the world. The tax-friendly nation of Vanuatu.
I'm Lance Hunt from Melanesian Waterfront Real Estate Limited. I live in the South Pacific Paradise Island nation of Vanuatu. I have with me today, online from Sydney, Australia, a 2-times trade commissioner to Australia for the Republic of Vanuatu and a successful real estate developer with more than 40 years experience. Let's welcome Richard Butler.
Good morning. Good morning, Lance. How are you today? How's Vanuatu today?
It's a paradise as always, Richard.
Lance, hasn't it been a fabulous week over there?
Yes, this has been an unusual week. Indeed, even with sort of important meetings going on down the road from us. I'm not quite sure what that's about yet, but one day we'll find out.
Yes, that's the thing about Vanuatu is there's always something new around every corner, which is probably one of the reasons I love it over there. We have to talk this week, Lance, about the weather. You know, it's been freezing cold in Sydney, freezing cold in Australia, and cold in New Zealand as well.
I'm sorry about that, but you do have the option of moving to Vanuatu along with all our listeners, you know.
Well, that's what we're trying to convince them. That I actually said to our friend Randy in Oklahoma who works with us, Randy Mitchell, I said to Randy, you know, no one has to live in the snow, Randy. You can just go and get on a plane and fly over to Port Vila and you won't be living in the snow anymore. Because he regularly sends me pictures of his area of Oklahoma all snowed in and the highways chock-a-block full of snow. And then, of course, he tells me all about the twisters over there. Hundreds of twisters a year they get over there. But, of course, Vanuatu, we do get cyclones, of course. Anywhere in the Pacific or the Caribbean, you get those sorts of things happening. But it's an exciting time, and it's good to talk to you again this morning. We've got some great things to talk to people about.
Yes, I went to the airport in Port Vila through the week. Very nice. Richard, you must be happy along with us with the opening of this new upgraded tarmac and the airport terminals. Not the new ones yet, but the existing ones have been renovated very nicely.
Yeah, I am excited. That's one of the things we're going to talk about today is that it's basically give us the valid, our promotions, our podcasts are now extremely valid because we've been saying to people for over 10 years that we've been on a promise from the government that the airport's going to be upgraded. And look, there's only two ways to go to Vanuatu. You can either go by ship or swim, or you can go by aeroplane. And, of course, you know, you can't say flap your wings and you get you there. You've got to get on a plane to go. But, yes, the planes have started flying this week to Melbourne, 3 direct flights a week. And it's wonderful to see the planes flying through. There was the pictures came through of the typical fire tender spraying torrents of water from both sides of the tarmac as the plane, the Air Vanuatu plane, was taxiing into position and arriving. It's just such an exciting time. And we had the Prime Minister. We're going to put pictures on this podcast of the plane and the Prime Minister cutting the red ribbon with the CEO. What a great name he has, Mr. Nice from Air Vanuatu. I mean, if you wanted to hire someone to represent your company, you couldn't get someone with a name better than Mr. Nice. He's very highly respected by the people working in Air Vanuatu. Well, that's the feedback I've got almost from the first day he started. And I think he's been there for close to 12 months now. He really has a great way with him. He was cutting the ribbon to open the first direct flights from, along with the Prime Minister from Port Vila to Melbourne, 3 a week, as I said. And there was a lot of promotion, I believe, as well in Melbourne with the beginning of these flights. And, of course, advertising Vanuatu with this opportunity for tourists from the state of Victoria, Melbourne, to get approximately access to 3 million people out of Melbourne. Those planes coming every week with maybe 150 people, 3 flights, that's another 450 people a week. It's just under 2,000 people a month as possible. Multiplied by 12 months, you've got another 24,000 holiday makers coming in. And something like that is businesses is the difference between existing and making a profit. But we have a problem, as you know. We don't have enough hotel rooms for these people, Lance. We're very stretched, even now.
That's true. And I suppose with these new flights, there was a lot of advertising in Victoria and Melbourne that would have been great for the airline, but it's putting additional demands on the accommodation over here.
Yes, yes. It's exciting times. And of course, we've been waiting for this to happen. So this validates everything that we've been saying, that when the airlines start flying in, the property values are going to increase. We had an interesting email during the week, I think, too, that was telling me about it.
Yes, we had a client. They sent an email to you saying, why will people come to Vanuatu? Now, Richard, I know myself. I live here in the paradise, but maybe some of our listeners are also wondering the same thing. So from a commercial point of view, can you just answer the question, why will people come to Vanuatu?
Absolutely. I'm so pleased to be able to answer it, to be frank. Well, Lance, to give a bit of feedback, I was in a meeting 4 or 5 weeks ago, lucky enough to be in a meeting with the Deputy Prime Minister and breakfast with both members of the opposition and the government. Only a small group. I had 3 days of meetings. I think we spoke to 25 people from the government at the same time. And we were discussing around the table attributes of Vanuatu in attracting tourists. You know, I was asking and to give my opinion, and I only had one word to say. And that word is ecotourism. Very simply, probably as some of you might know or not know, I come from New Zealand originally. And one of our clients visited Vanuatu last week on the cruise ship, first time he'd ever been to Vanuatu. And his comments to me on the phone just a couple of days ago, this is Shannon from New Zealand. If he's listening, I'm talking about you, Shannon. His words to me was, what a beautiful place. Vanuatu was absolutely gorgeous. Got off the cruise ship, only had one day, went out to the zoological park not far from you, Lance, swam with the turtles, swam in the bay, one of the most beautiful bays. This is our Tuma Bay, where the resort is. Went out to the Blue Lagoon. He couldn't stop raving about it. He comes from New Zealand, which is one of the prettiest countries in the world, but Vanuatu winds, we don't have any winter. 24 degrees in the winter. Our winter temperature, summer, 28 degrees. We have the opportunity to bring people in from southern hemisphere when it's their winter and from the northern hemisphere when it's their winter. So our hotel and our accommodation houses can be full 52 weeks of the year. I mean, I have some beautiful swims out the front of the resort site there in the middle of winter, June, July. And the water temperature is still absolutely beautiful. I don't know. I don't suppose you know what the water temperature is today by chance, Lance.
No, it is only a day or two past the very shortest day of the year, which means it should be really cold. But I'm sitting here with the window open and just shirt sleeves. So the water temperature, which is only a few meters from a window, I should be able to go over and stick my finger in easy enough. It's not cold at all, no. There's people swimming every day.
Yes. And of course, the Nevans swim all through the year and go snorkeling and spearfishing out in our bay, catching fish there all the time. So it's an exciting time, and people are coming from around the world to Lance to visit, you know.
Well, yes, yes. We just had the Deputy Prime Minister of New Zealand visit here as well.
Yeah, well, that's Winston Peters, and he's been a very famous minister in the New Zealand government for decades. He's probably the best known government minister in the New Zealand parliament. He came to Vanuatu and he said part of this Pacific reset that the governments are doing, investing a lot of money in the infrastructure in the South Pacific. And, you know, he said, I want to see Air New Zealand flying into Vanuatu. When Winston Peters came, he came on a New Zealand government plane and he had 70 people with him from businesses and also from government departments to come and work with assisting Vanuatu with upgrading and resetting their relationship with New Zealand. Then 2 weeks ago, we had our foreign affairs minister in China with the president of China, and he said, I want to see direct flights flying into Vanuatu. So on Friday this week, this just gone by a couple of days ago, we're doing this podcast on a Sunday morning. On Friday, there was a Chinese airliner from Beijing Air sitting on the tarmac in Port Vila at Bayerfield International Airport. This is where we've just had the airport lengthened and widened, which if you listen to the podcast, you would have heard me talk about this before. You might remember that the Deputy Prime Minister told me 4 weeks ago when I had that breakfast, I mentioned that the first charter plane would be coming in from China by the end of the month. Well, it's there. It's there on the tarmac, and we actually have a picture which we're going to be putting up on the podcast for you to have a look at. So here we have the Deputy PM of New Zealand saying, look, we want to see Air New Zealand flying in. Air Vanuatu's bought 4 new planes. They're flying into Melbourne. There's another possible 2,000 people a month coming in to holiday. And then, of course, China coming in and saying, for 1.4 billion people, we want to have a direct flight flying into Vanuatu. And within 2 weeks of him saying that, maybe max 3, here's Beijing Airline charter planes sitting on the tarmac in Port Vila. Absolutely wonderful stuff.
Yes, that was pretty exciting. Speaking of exciting, I think you have more news about the Passports and Citizenship Program.
Yes, I do. I do. We've been working on the Passport and Citizen offer by combining it with the real estate purchase combination. As you know, Lance, I actually put in my notes 3,000 passports, and then yesterday I checked and it's 4,000 passports have been sold to high worth people all around the world. They call them, they abbreviate it, and they call it HNWs, high net worth. So we've combined an offer with the Pacific Haven Resort and Passport and Citizenship to those who can be approved to offer our interested investors and relocators the opportunity of buying a bungalow and a passport together. Now, for example, Lance has just recently moved over there in the last couple of years. I'm noticing enormous difference with the quality of the people coming into Vanuatu. They're coming in and investing a lot of money. There's a lot of people very interested in the passport. So we're offering a land and bungalow, which could be one of our garden villas, for example, or they're $250,000 for a garden villa, $350,000 for pool front villa, and then for the absolute waterfronts, $480,000. Now that's in United States dollars, because quite frankly, if you're listening and you're in Australia or New Zealand, you'd be decimated by the loss of currency. The value of the Australian dollar has dropped down last during the week of 68 cents from being in parity with the American dollar maybe 2 or 3 years ago. We're combining a passport that would, and so what I'm trying to say to you, it's a good time to get your money offshore, because I do believe that there's a possibility that the Australian dollar could go down to 64 cents. If you get your money offshore and you combine a passport, it would normally sell for $160,000 for a single passport with a land and bungalow at Pacific Haven Resort, which incidentally all the land is developed and we have all our titles out on the 10th of June this year, 2019. So our marketing is ready to sell, but that package would sell for, normally would sell for $410,000. And we're providing it as a subsidized purchase for $380,000. That's a saving of $30,000 off the normal minimum price cost. And we're doing this, to be frank with you, we're doing this to encourage you, if you're listening to this podcast, to make the decision to pick up the phone and give us a call on our numbers here in Australia. Or if you're in Vanuatu, if you're there on a holiday, you can, you know, Lance is available to talk to you and give you a tour of the actual site. He lives on the Pacific Haven Resort site in a bungalow we built right on the waterfront. And of course, I think you could recommend that lifestyle, can't you, Lance?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Well, that was a good recommendation. You might have to make that a bit longer. 2 words. Absolutely, yes. Well, there you are. That's a short, that's a man of minimum words, which is not normally Lance. He normally has a bit of a talk. But look, we're providing to anybody who buys one of our bungalows a 10-year lease back, 7.5% guaranteed rental. People say, how can you guarantee the rental? Well, we're putting a scuba diving academy right in the middle of the actual project, which will give us a 60 to 65% occupancy. And now that the planes are arriving, well, then I'm ready to start construction, because I know when we finish construction of the bungalows and the resort, 23 bungalows in the next 12 months, our demand will be there for the accommodation. So we give a guaranteed rental. Now, we also give the owners free use We've worked that out at $250 a day. A nearby resort to us, the Tumanu Resort, their day rate is $380 a day. So I'm certainly not overestimating the value of the free holiday. $250 a day times 7 days is a real value of $1,750 a week. And if you multiply that by 4 weeks, that means that's worth $7,000 a year. Now, you combine that value of having the 4 weeks a year to use with a 7.5% guaranteed rental, and then add to it a projected minimum of 2.5% capital gain. Now, I believe that that's quite feasible, owing to the fact that these amazing tourism figures about to start happening, knowing the availability of land on the waterfront, which, believe it or not, I know you're going to say, well, you're living on an island. There should be a lot of waterfront, especially when the island's 50 kilometres across by 50 kilometres wide, 120 kilometres to drive around it. But there's only so much waterfront land that you're allowed to develop that has been restricted. Also, there's only so much land that can be used as a resort project. Now, our project is excellent for a scuba diving resort. We're on the side of the bay. The bay is 2 kilometres across by 3 kilometres long. So our forward estimates is that if a person was to get a passport and citizenship, plus a bungalow, pool front bungalow, and just a little bit over 11 years, it would give him a full return of all money expended. That's just from the rent, the use of the 4 weeks a year, and a minimum of 2.5% capital appreciation. So this is a very attractive offer to people who would normally go land to some of the other countries in the world, where you spend $500,000 to $1 million or even $2 million to basically just get a passport and get approval to come and live in the country, like Malta and these areas in Europe where the passports are sold really, really expensive. Just getting a passport for $500,000 against getting a passport and citizenship for a single person, and then getting an income-producing bungalow with a guaranteed rental and be able to use it for 4 weeks a year and come in with your citizen. You can fly down and do your business in Port Vila for 4 weeks a year, and you've got your accommodation paid. And then over a 10 or 11 period of time minimum, we actually have charts done for this, which we can send through to you. It actually returns you a full return of the outlay of the funds buying the passport, citizenship, and the bungalow at the very beginning. So I think it's fantastic. What do you think, Lance?
Well, yes, I've seen the figures that you've done. They're really quite remarkable, Richard. You're always coming up with concepts to make investing in Vanuatu attractive to people right around the world. You've been telling me about this HNW thing recently. Do you think you could elaborate on that? I think our listeners are going to be pretty interested in that. HNW.
Yeah, it's high net worth, and again, high net worth people. I was preparing for this podcast during the week. I wonder what the situation is for high net worth people. What's their situation with tax here in Australia? So I pulled up some charts from the Australian Tax Office who provided them. Thank you very much. And they actually said that 10% of the people in Australia, this is in Australia, I don't know about the rest of the world, but I'm sure it's mirrored, 10% of the people in Australia pay 40% of the tax. So these are what we call high net worth. Some of these people, their income streams, they're not making, it's between high net worth people now in Australia, because of our way of life, is somewhere incomes between $90,000 to $180,000 a year. Now, there's a lot of people earning more than that in business. I know that, especially in legal professions, et cetera, or the medical professions. And also in mining, of course, we've got big mining here in Australia, between $90,000 to $180,000. That's what an electrician or an engineer in the mining town, that's what they're earning. That's their annual income. But you've got to give credit where credit is due. A lot of information that I've gleaned this week has come from a special high worth magazine, which is actually called Spears. And it was from the 21st of June, an article that they put up. It would also contribute to a competitor, not opposition, always a competitor, looking at international residents. She wrote this article, and she's a managing partner of Henley & Partners out of the United Kingdom. Basically, the whole concept is that almost 20 years into the 21st century, there's a growing sense that global mobility need no longer be dictated or restricted by your company of birth. Well, look, I moved from New Zealand to Australia in 1974. I'm an early convert to the idea that if you're not happy in the country that you're living in and another country looks better, well, then move to take access to the better relationship in the other country. Now, when I left, New Zealand had less than 3 million people and Australia had something like 19, 20 million people or something like that. So I had more people to market to than I had in New Zealand. And New Zealand, that time when I left, was in the middle of recession. So many people at the moment are interested in looking outside of where they are at the present time. Networks, assets, and investments are becoming more transitional than ever before. And an increasing number of people are recognizing that seamless global connectivity is no longer a luxury, but a must. So one of the biggest funds in the world, Quantum Fund founder Jim Rogers, recently commented, "Everyone in my family has more than one passport. In my view, it's a wise insurance policy and a wise investment." Well, look up Quantum Fund and co-founder Jim Rogers and you'll see that he can write a check that you and I can't jump over, Lance. So according to International Organization of Migration, this is the figure that blew me out of the water. 258 million people were living outside the country of their birth in 2017. Projections suggest that the figure will grow, wait to it, 405 million by 2050. More than ever, HNW's high net worth people are pursuing relocation as the most effective way to access previously unimagined opportunities for themselves and their family. And this is, Lance, you'd have to say, this is the future of Vanuatu. Everybody wants to move to a place that's going up rather than a place that's either stagnant or going down. And of course, this is property values here in Australia at the moment. They've reached the glass ceiling and they're retreating backwards. I mean, there are places in Australia where property values in some of the mining towns have dropped, a place called Point Hedland, have dropped 70%. So the thing about Vanuatu, with constant tourism, there's always someone either in the northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere that wants to go on a holiday, escape the winter, go to a tropical island. It's something that's on their bucket list. According to the 2018 African Asia Bank Global Wealth Migration Review, 2017 saw 95,000 millionaires migrating to a new country. I'll say that again, 95,000 millionaires migrated to a new country, a significant rise over the 82,000 in 2016 and the 64,000 in 2015. So there we have virtually over a period of 3 years, you've got 240,000, 250,000 millionaires leaving their mother country and moving to another country. The emergence of residence and citizenship by investment program is having a growing impact on the global wealth migration trends. So this is what we've been talking about, Lance, for weeks, months, years, while we've been in Vanuatu, about the opportunity of having a plan B and moving offshore. So you, in actual fact, have incorporated your plan B. Do you mind if I tell them basically a little bit about you, Lance? Is that all right if I give you a bit of a wrap here?
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Well, just so you know, Lance and I have been working together, I think it goes back 10 years, Lance, maybe even a little bit longer when we first got involved with using the services that Lance provides for servers. If you have your own website, he provides a server and hosts them for people. And then he said to me, look, I like what you hear about Vanuatu. I'd like to go over there. So Lance is actually migrated himself, his wife, and his two cats, I might add, two fabulous cats, to Vanuatu. He has set up his business. He's migrated his business to Vanuatu, which is web IT work. Also, of course, part of Lance's life is his religious Christian following. And so he's working with the Nevans. He speaks Bislama. You've actually set up a whole new lifestyle for yourself, running a business and operating in a country that's on its way up rather than on its way down. So Lance has done it. I have done it. The people who are purchasing from us are either doing it or going to do it or have an idea to do it somewhere down the road. Look at the people coming out of Hong Kong this week. They're concerned about the Chinese mainland bringing in rules that if they think you're a dissident, or perhaps maybe you've been charged with some illegal charges for whatever, they can actually export you back into mainland China and take you away from the British Westminster system type. Well, they haven't got Westminster system anymore, have they? The courts system that they have in Hong Kong. This is what 2 million people went to the road. Now, think about Brexit this week as well. What about the people in the United Emirates this week looking across the road at the drone being shot down in Iran? Wouldn't you be saying to yourself, hey, that's just across the, that's just across the access bay there that goes up to the canal. I think I better get out of here. What if there's a war? These are the things that, and then you've got places like Syria, Korea, Japan, they're flying. I hate to be the prophets of doom, but this is the thing that concerns people. Then, of course, you've got India with the change of government. The rules and regulations change there virtually overnight. You've got all these people looking for a safe haven, and, of course, that's what Vanuatu can't supply, is basically a safe haven. It's an interesting aspect to look at, isn't it? Look, we've got more we can tell you, Lance, about the high net worth, but I don't think that we're going to be able to get it all into this particular program today. I think we should basically maybe cut this podcast into two and do part A now and then part B, talking about further high net worth opportunities and the way people are moving around the world. But I mean, the figure alone, Lance, isn't it amazing? In the 3 year period, to have 240, 250,000 millionaires move from their mother country and move to another country to set themselves up where there's a more friendly tax regime like Vanuatu, with no income tax, corporate tax, death duties, capital gains tax, no tax on money earned in the bank as well from your interest. That's a very attractive offer. People who can afford to move can move and migrate into Vanuatu with our program that we're combining the two of them together for as low as $380,000 US for a garden, tropical whare with a passport and citizenship if you comply to the requirements of the Vanuatu migration. But we really should say to people, Lance, shouldn't we, that these are two separate offers. One is for the resort and one is for the passport and the citizenship. So, you know, the government will have to approve you for your passport and citizenship. And, of course, the purchase of the property is approved by you paying for it. It's as simple as that.
Yes, we should make it clear that the government has a system where they check you out before you put all your money down. You just pay a small amount for them to do their due diligence. And once they've done the due diligence and you have pre-approval, that's when the bulk of the cash for the citizenship is paid. So it's not like you throw $130,000 in and hope. You know before you do that, that it's going to be approved.
Well, we might just cover the figure for people who are interesting so they understand that the requirement is that you would send your passport, your driver's license, two forms of identification to the solicitor's trust account. You forward $10,000 to the solicitor's trust account. He is the official approved agency with Melanesian Waterfront Real Estate Limited. That's our company. Our system is that we take that up to the government. They run it for Interpol. And if it comes back and it's clean and you're okay with Interpol, then they say, yes, the application can proceed. And so we say to people, Vanuatu does not want anybody that's involved in drugs, pornography, money laundering. We're actually after quality people who will come and help build the fabric of this nation with their import of not only a capital, but their import of concepts, ideas, and work experience. You are the perfect example of that, Lance. You've brought your work experience, your media advertising, your NOUS, your IT, your web work, and you've brought that to Vanuatu. And, of course, this is a fluid operation that we have, and you're there to help them. If these people are listening, if you get to Vanuatu, you can ring up. We've got our bus driver over there to come pick you up at the resort or wherever you're staying, at your cost, of course, and he will then drive you out to our project. Lance will be there. We will give you a free cup of tea and a piece of cake. Lance makes the best coffee and the best cake. And if you can see what we're basically doing, but there's only 23 bungalows in this project, supported by a scuba diving resort, a 40-seater licensed restaurant reception, fabulous great big sea deck reaching out over the top of the coral where you can walk directly into the water and experience beautiful, clear, clearest water in the South Pacific. You can see underwater. It's just amazing. It's like swimming in a mirror. And you can, you know, experience this wonderful lifestyle. If you're an investor and you've got a passport, you can come and stay 4 weeks here. But you don't have to buy a passport. The bungalows are sold, 60% of them are already sold to people who were basically just straight investors. But anyway, look, I think Lance will keep the rest of the HNW information that we have for next week's podcast. We'll incorporate it into next week's podcast and people can get a really much more broader concept and an idea about these investment migration programs, which we are a registered agent for. Everybody, thanks for listening to our podcast this morning. Lance, thanks for being our moderator. Have you got anything you'd like to add to our program this morning?
I wasn't expecting that question, Richard, but I can say that the idea of a cliffhanger, we give more information about the high net worth setup next week, sounds like a good plan. And I'm sure that our listeners will be tuning back in to hear that.
That's great. Well, look, give Lance a call or contact me on richard@pacifichavenresort.com or on richardbutlersales@gmail.com or my direct phone number here in Australia is 0417 007 92, or if you're overseas, you dial country code 61, then 417 007 792. We have an inspection flight plan for people who are interested. We are going global. Just for example, I do suggest that you pick up the phone because Lance can confirm that we've got about 60 agents worldwide starting to work with us. One organization's got 30 agents working for them, and they're very excited about the passport and the citizenship program combined with the bungalow, because they actually normally just sell passports and they just can't believe the value that over a period of 10 or 11 years, if you buy a passport and citizenship, our average price point on, say, a pool front, beautiful big sparkling pool in front of your bungalow and your own block of land, landscape of your own bungalow for $480,000 US, that you would get a return of all capital that you outlay in 10 to 11 years. And you call us and we'll send our graphs through to you to examine and consider. And we're all available and we do all the paperwork. We do all the back room for you. Didn't mention Connie, our head of Asian investment and also head of the passports and citizenship program. She's going to be up in Singapore on the 3rd of July. If you're listening from this in Singapore, she's there to basically give you a one-on-one presentation. Perhaps we can get the people in Singapore to distribute this podcast out to all their listeners and investors. I think she's already got 20 or 30 people signed up to attend already, I was told a couple of days ago, Lance. So,
yes.
And so I think she's very excited about it. And she's very good, Connie. She does all the paperwork. So if you say, yes, we're interested, we can get you a passport and citizenship and start building your bungalow on the block of land you've built in Pacific Haven Resort, all done within 60 days, as long as you have a good Interpol check, wealth check and health check. We can get the whole thing operational and finished with the passport within 60 days. That's a good service. You know, the other day, well, I did some work here when we were talking about this before. There are 220,000 people waiting to get passports and citizenship into Australia, and the wait list is a minimum of 18 months. So we can do it in, you can apply immediately. We can have your builder, your bungalow under construction with a guaranteed rental the day that it's completed, and we can have your passport and citizenship for yourself as a single applicant included in our offer and to you within 60 days at $30,000 less than what it would normally cost you with regard to the bundle of the bungalow and the passport. It's being subsidized by our company. And I'll wait till you give me a ring. I'll tell you about another $20,000 worth of extras that we provide to you as an investor at Pacific Haven Resort in beautiful Tuma Bay via Port Vila in the Republic of Vanuatu. So that's for me this week. Over and out. Thanks for listening. Looking forward to hearing you. Ring me on 0417 007 792 or country code 61 417 007 792. Thanks for listening.
And that's a wrap for podcast 18 of the Real Estate and Lifestyles of the South Pacific.